First pod in a while, and one of our final pods, as we have announced. It is draft decision deadline, though, so figured we'd bring you some content as we wind things down in the offseason here. And Brad, I do have to laugh. I put on Rothstein's Twitter notifications just for the day. And as we start recording here, I just got the most important draft decision yet, which is that DeShondre Washington is staying in the NBA draft per at John Rothstein. Thank you for your service, John.
Wasn't there a Bowling Green walk-on who tricked him earlier?
He did. Well, the funniest part was that I think this guy was doing it all for like TikTok. Like, I think he entered the draft just to like get, you know, viral or whatever. And then he texted, he told Rothstein he was staying in the draft, and Rothstein deleted it. Then he posted it again because I think he was actually serious. I think he's just like not playing basketball anymore at Bowling Green, so he might as well stay in the draft and, you know, keep the content machine rolling. But yeah, that was humorous. I think Rothstein only chased it, to be quite honest with you, because Goodman tweeted at him, and, you know, obviously they have their little rivalry. But, you know, such is life. I know, you know, we have a lot more clarity now. We are recording here. There's a couple of decisions still outstanding. Hopefully they come in as we record so we can react to them. But, you know, if you are looking to place a futures bet at BovadaSportsbook.com for a national title, you were rolling the dice, I think, before the last couple of days. Now we actually have some clarity, which is nice. And overwhelmingly, Brad, it seems like positive news for college basketball. The biggest names on draft decision deadline day, you know, that would be Mark Sears, Alex Caraban, and Caleb Love, all headed back to college. A few other big names as well, like Walter Clayton, made decisions earlier in the week. Not a perfect sweep, but it seems like the what were once probably 70-30 decisions in favor of, you know, going to the NBA are now 70-30 decisions to go back to college. And I think obviously a big part of that's the NIL. But it's pretty cool nonetheless to see guys like, you know, Sears and Caraban come back to school for at least one more go around.
Yeah, so the official head scratching ones, right? David Jones seems like the biggest one. Although he put up amazing numbers, but he measured small at the combine. His style of play doesn't seem like it'll scale down. You know, and then Jalen Wells, people like, but it feels like he could have gotten a big NIL
if he Texas Tech was prepared to offer quite a bit.
Yeah, more like two feet in the portal feels like he could have, you know, because he's probably going to be a second round pick, so maybe guaranteed contract, maybe not. Certainly, he'd make more in college than with a two way.
Yeah, look, I think the one thing I would say, and I had this conversation with an NBA agent today, I think the interesting, you know, discussion point is obviously the money's now bigger in college unless you're going to get a two, unless you're going to get a guaranteed deal. But I do think there is still the thinking of, are you going when your stock is the best, right? So like with Jalen Wells, for instance, is Jalen Wells' best chance at the NBA is going right now, where he's kind of this intriguing late bloomer wing, you know, 3-and-D type who, you know, was on a good team and was in a good situation. And now if he goes to, you know, Texas Tech or he goes to Kentucky or whatever, he's just another guy all of a sudden, you know, does it hurt his stock, right? David Jones, is he going to have the same type of shooting year? Like, I think David Jones made a mistake because I don't think David Jones is an NBA player. But I think that is the one kind of area of the thinking is, right, it's still about maximizing your pro opportunity, and if you don't think you're gonna significantly improve your stock in a year, then you should probably go now and take that two-way while you can still get it.
Yeah, it feels like most people made the right decision, but if, like, you mentioned Kentucky, and that was who I was gonna bring up as well, wouldn't you rather have Jalen Wells and Kobe Bryant?
100%. I mean, look,
Kobe Bryant is such a fake, like, he is gonna be on my bad gets list just because it's not real. Like, we've seen this guy play 100 times. He's not that good. People are just enamored with that shooting percentage.
Right. Yes. If Kobe Bryant was a 41% three-point shooter, he wouldn't have gotten a sniff at Kentucky. I think it's the best way of putting it.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
But, yeah, look, I think it's fascinating. You know, I don't want to have too strong opinions on Kentucky right now, because we are waiting on the Jackson Robinson news. I do anticipate, and I say this as we record here at, you know, 9 Eastern on decision deadline day, I anticipate that Jackson Robinson will stay in this draft. In which case, Kentucky is left scrambling quite a bit, given that